Thank you. Welcome to Reddit Wednesday. Reddit Wednesday.
Welcome to Reddit Wednesday.
Oh, please, I didn't sit
it on Reddit Wednesday. Let's restart.
I'm not starting.
Okay. Anyway, it is a good week, and it's another episode. I think this is episode 4 or 3. I'm not sure, but we are so happy to have launched this. And our story of today is a little bit surprising, but I like it. We're gonna love it.
Yeah.
No laughing. No giggle in the middle of me reading.
I can't help it.
Am I an asshole for not giving my wife half of everything in our divorce?
I can't help it.
Why do you do that?
I cannot. Maybe that's my coping mechanism.
Am I an asshole for not giving my wife half of everything in our divorce because of the prenup? I am Nell, 29, and I'm going through a divorce right now. My wife and I have been married for 4 years, and I'll admit right off the bat that I messed up. I cheated.
Ah! You the fuck up.
This is a struggle.
Yeah, it's honest.
It was a stupid one-time thing, and I regret it every day, but that doesn't change the fact that I broke her trust.
Aww.
She found out, and we both knew the marriage was over. Before we got married, I had a prenup drawn up. I came from a pretty well-off family and had a lot of assets going into the marriage. Property, investment, and a business I inherited from my grandfather. The prenup was designed to protect those things. She agreed to it without any issues at the time. Now, during the divorce, she's demanding half of everything. She says that because I cheated, the prenup should be voided and she deserves more than what was originally outlined. I get that she's angry, but legally the prenup is alright and she's most likely going to walk away with nothing. My lawyer says her case is weak and she's just wasting time and money dragging this out. I can also see that. I initially offered her a significant sum of amount more than the prenup required to be civil, but she rejected it.
Ah!
My sister, take it. Now I have decided I'm not giving her anything beyond what the prenup specifies, if that. She is not entitled to half, and honestly, at this point, I don't want to give her anything. I feel like this is about revenge, not fairness, and I'm not caving. Am I the asshole for sticking the prenup and refusing to give her anything after I cheated?
My opinion is yes.
I knew.
She's also in wrong. Like, you signed the prenup, so like, what did you expect? You should have put a clause that in the prenup that if he cheats on you, you get half of it. If she had done that, it's me. If I get married to Richmond, that's my one agreement. You take a wife, another wife. That's another condition. That's what I would put in there. And she knew, like, the guy. And I get, like, he's trying to protect himself. And also, like, he did a good thing. Like, he knew he messed up, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, not like he's coming from a bitter place or anything. He's taking accountability for what he has done, right?
Yeah.
And most men offering, not and yeah, most men don't drag you down the line and say, like, oh, well, you were not doing this, you were not doing that. But, like, he's taking accountability for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, my friend, he gave you money on top of that. He was offering even more.
My sister.
So, what do you want? Do you want peace or do you want problems?
No, she didn't fuck up. She doesn't know.
Which one is it? Do you want peace or you want problems?
I think it's coming like it from revenge. A place of heart. She's like, oh, yeah, she's like right. I loved you.
And then you do this to me?
And now you think you want to walk away with everything that you came in with?
Mm-hmm.
Then no. I think, like, as you say, actually, I never thought about it. Mm-hmm. I feel like prenups, I am not against prenups.
It depends.
Like, I believe, but, like, you know how you're saying, like, oh, we're gonna sign a prenup. Whoever cheats works out with everything. I'm so ready. Like, I'll literally do that.
I think a lot
of people do not like they don't even think about that, the cheating part, the part where they're going to be hurt, and or like, if you do this to me, I get to work out with this, right? And then, like, looking from the other side, he's like so generous, like, to be ready to give you some. At least he understands your situation.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, listen, you know what? I understand where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, this is some amount of money that we get to both walk away with whatever we came in. Also, like, why aren't you working?
No. You know, she failed. Let me tell you. This is bad advice. Don't take it. But what she messed up, she should have trapped him. She should have had a baby.
Oh my God.
Baby girl, you have been set for life.
They don't have babies. I think she wouldn't be acting the way she's acting.
Yeah, exactly. She's working out with nothing.
I think that's true. You
girl,
know what?
If not baby. How much are you getting? 20K a month.
You know that football. I forgot.
Imagine you're divorcing your husband, thinking you're getting half of his $70 million fortune, only to find out he has everything in his mom's name. That's what happened to Hiba. So she's married to a Moroccan football player. His name is Hakraf Hakimi. They started dating in 2018 when he was 19 and she was 31. So she's 12 years older than him. He's currently 24 and she's 36. He makes 1 million euros a month, and 80% of that goes into his mother's bank account. He has a net worth of 70 million euros, and she thought she was going to get half of that. But his mother was like,
not today, Satan. Not today, neck. Not today, ankles. We don't have it.
This is Akraf's mom. He has nothing registered in his name. No cars, no properties, no clothes, absolutely nothing. Anything that he needs, he tells his mom, and his mom makes the arrangements and make it happen. This is amazing. So now there's an ongoing investigation into his financials and why he chose to put everything in his mom's name. They're also alleging that he brought a woman to his family home and SA'd her while his wife was in Dubai with his family. This whole situation.
I don't have babies. I think she really be acting the way she's acting.
Yeah, exactly. She's working over nothing.
I think that's true. You know what?
You had that baby. How much are you getting? 20K a month.
You know that footballer? I've forgotten his name. The one that had put everything under his mother's name. Ooh. And then, like, after divorce, the wife thought that she broke.
Oh, yeah. I'll put it for you guys so you guys see what she's
doing. I'm like, wait, what? I think a lot of people knew about it. And I'm like, yeah. This is so good. I feel
it
like.
It was from somewhere, like,
in the Middle East.
No, it wasn't from the Middle East.
No, it's
from West Africa. Somewhere in West Africa, yeah. But like those.
Do you know him?
I know the football player.
Yeah, I was like, that's so smart. I feel like most men start doing.
But then I heard he was an abuser.
Fuck. Where's the evidence? I'm so sorry. I'm gonna be the devil's advocate. Some of these women, and they don't get anything, or they don't get what they want after they divorce. It's like, oh, it's like this. Yeah, allegedly, yes. Because like I'm so sorry. My gender, they fuck up a lot.
But sometimes it's also valid too, right? I get why she would feel that way. But at the same time, it's just like, well, you signed it. There was the contract. Also, that's what you're doing.
And that's the thing too. Like, it's a
contract. Like, you have to be smart. Me, you're telling me to sign it. I won't look there.
I'll read it from line 1 to line 200.
And I'll say, oh, come back, lawyer. Can you like add a little bit of stuff in it?
Like, I'm working on $500,000. Like, that is the deal. Yeah. I think, oh my God. No, I don't think, I mean, the guys are asshole for like cheating and stepping out of the marriage. But like the way he has been handling the whole situation, and at the point where like he's fed up, I don't think he's no wrong. He has, again, as you said, he has taken accountability for his actions.
So
he has
one more.
He's like, hey, I know I wronged you, and I know that like, I fucked up the marriage, mm-hmm. but this is what like I'm ready to give you for us to walk away peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not every marriage, not every divorce, not every breakup has to have a bad ending.
It doesn't.
You know, it doesn't have to. Like, do not make things difficult. You still want to have that relationship with that person. Like, is that talking relationship with that person after the divorce or after the breakup.
Yeah.
Not everything has to end with bad blood. So no, I don't think you are the asshole.
You should have trapped them. I told you, girl.
Oh, God.
You should have trapped them. If you had a baby, you would have been sad, my friend.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I know. It's so funny. You know, actually, oh my God, you know, I remember something? Mm-hmm. So there was like this viral, and I think he's like a basketball player or something. He got married to this girl who was so simple. She looked so innocent. She looks like an average person. Mm-hmm. Like after they got married, like, I think they had kids after 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
She divorces him. And now she's demanding $20,000 per child for child support. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
And I'm like, there's no way that women are doing this. It's like a transactional
business.
No,
but nowadays some women are making it as a career to be a baby mom.
That's what I was looking at. So like I was scrolling and I'm like,
there's a lot of women that were trapped, man, by getting pregnant. And it's not necessarily that they want to be with the man, but if the man is doing okay, then they pretty much want his substance. And so, you know, otherwise, there's other men out there that will actually be interested in her, but she wants to ruin this particular man's life. And not only is she ruining his life, she's ruining the children's lives, because they're not going to be together ultimately. She just wants a paycheck for the next 18 to 21 years. So it's dudes like me that are trying to warn men about women like this, and there's plenty of them out there. Listen, guys, Try that spirit. Make sure you know who you're getting involved with and study her characteristics. Don't just fall into her quiver when she spreads it. It could be a vajayjay trap, and you do not want that. Gun ties are dark, so you know who said it. And if I offended you, you know, I meant to. Watch out for these women trying to get pregnant for money. Ties are dark.
Maybe the agreement was we don't want 12 kids right now or after 10 years, right? But regardless, this is where prenup comes in. Because a lot of people told him, this is where prenup comes in. This is where, like,
you got to protect. If especially if you're coming from a wealthy family, you have to protect your assets.
Protect your assets. You especially all these
women, they're trying to trap guys anyhow.
Men, yeah.
Anyhow, like, they're trapping it. Even the women, they're trapping it. You know, women are also paying child support?
Yes, I've seen that.
Really, very. I have. If I had to pay a man, the way I would feel.
I know what.
And also Mary J. Blige. She's playing that man, Kundu, whatever his name is. I feel you. Every month I just see the money go.
I don't feel them. Because I'm like, I'm not even in their situation, but I understand where they, you know, like, they're coming
no,
from.
No, I'll cry. Every day I just look at my bank account and it's
the $20 transaction made. Like, yeah, we need to start being smart.
At that point, you know what I would do? Like, if I was there, I'd just stop working.
and last week, that's what I said. As a woman, you need to invest in yourself. This time, these 6 years we're spending with this guy living together, or you know, people even have like a stay home girlfriend. What the hell? My friend, go work. When the relationship is over, you're walking away with zero. He's walking away with like thousands of thousands.
If you sign up, they'll pay up. If you didn't,
exactly. But it's a relationship. Most of them is relationships. It's not marriage.
It's a relationship,
If it's a relationship, you're all walking away the way we came in. God, you're a stay-home girlfriend. You're earning zero. Like, some of these men, it's just so sad.
Oh, my God. This lady, the other one, she came to me. She's like, oh, every time I come home, like, I don't see someone. Because she's like, and then my mom's like, yeah, she's working. And she's like, oh, sometimes you got to relax and stuff. No, I'm at the age where, like, I don't have that much pain and I'm able to work. So I'm going to work my ass off. Right? So, like, it's not the point for me to be slacking off right now. This is the time for me to be working as a woman, like, because as soon as I get married and I have kids, I don't think I'll be able to do all of this stuff.
No, but at least you have something to fall back in your account.
Yeah, exactly. And also, women, invest in yourself. Stop relying on people.
Come on, man. We are way too much better than this. But anyway, you know what? I don't think the man is an asshole. Hey, listen, we all walk away with what we came in, and if you came in with nothing, so sorry, you're walking away with nothing. You signed, it can't go back.
The deal
is a deal. Yeah. Okay, no, it's the devil's deal, but it was a good deal.
My sister, sorry. All we can say is my sister.
I think I'm not sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm not sorry.
I feel you, though.
Because
you're
coming from a place of vengeance. So, no, I'm not sorry.
No, I feel sorry for you, my sister. I feel sorry in the sense for you. You didn't trap him. That's the sorry part I feel for you.
No,
my sister, I'm so sorry. Maybe next time.
Oh, my God. But it was a good episode. I love the story. And guys, if you have your relatable story, do not forget to DM us on our Instagram page at the Mambo Jumbo Podcast. And do not forget to subscribe, share, and please click the notification bell to get notified when we post any episodes at all.
All I want you for you guys to do, we have like, 11 episodes so far on our regular topics. So I would like you guys to tune into that. That's all I want from you guys. Anyway,
Rafiki, bye.